This is a podcast from the BBC.
We're in for Grimmie this week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, so here is your early Scott Mills Daily Podcast. You're welcome. Laura or Yanni, everyone's talking about it. We speed it up and slow it down, and you get different results. Also, Bumbleair Wednesday. Which celebrity could you realistically date? And some revision songs to help you with your exams. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Oh, good morning. Welcome to what I believe is Wednesday. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Chris is back from Roma. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Ciao, bella.
Oh, God.
I thought I was being stitched up yesterday by a taxi driver, and I thought that you knew him. And I'll tell you why, because when he opened the door to let me in, he said ciao, which I thought was goodbye. I was sure it was goodbye. I thought you say ciao as goodbye to someone.
Yeah, you do.
But he was saying it as hello, so I was like, hang on a minute, I bet and this is how suspicious I am in my life constantly.
Because
I was
of me.
Like, right, this is a fake taxi driver. It's a fake taxi, and Scott has something to do with it.
Did you really?
I did. And then I was suspicious the whole journey.
So Chris was filming something for BBC iPlayer, which you can see very soon. Basically, he's got a sticker book from Germany 2006 World Cup.
Yeah.
He's got six stickers left to get in the sticker book.
You're getting it. This right? is good.
And he's tracking down personally the six people and getting a photo with them, and then the album will eventually be complete. So
that's
who
right.
did you try and find yesterday?
So yesterday I went for Simone Perrotta, who is an Italian World Cup winner from 2006, an actual World Cup winner. And I needed to get hold of him yesterday, and the good news is, Scott, I managed to get to him. I went to his house. I don't want to give away everything that happened, but Scott, I got to try on his World Cup winner's medal, which is amazing.
Oh my word, this is like childhood dream.
It's so cool, and if I was him and I had this World Cup medal, I'd wear it constantly. I'd wear it all the time. I'd wear it naked, I'd wear it in bed, I'd wear it in the shower, I'd wear it all the time.
Where does he keep it?
It keeps it in a little museum that he has for himself in his own house. You'd love it. It's so you.
Lots of having your own museum in your house.
Yeah, I can see you going that way.
I'm great. I've got my own museum. Sorry for making you, because you were in the Vatican yesterday in the studio, sorry for making you shout Pope. This is what happened. How far are you away from the Pope's actual balcony that we see on TV? Like, if you opened the window now and shouted, Pope! Would he hear you?
I can try it. Carlo, please don't tell me off. But...
Pope!
No, there's no reply.
Also, the guy that was in charge of the studio yesterday, Carlo, was brilliant.
Relax, you're in Italy, so nothing is happening at the moment.
Scott Mills.
Burton Borough students have their first GCSE PE exam today. That's quite nice. Miss Stockdale's been on, one of the teachers in Telford, saying, good luck, students. What happens in a PE exam?
I'd be buzzing for the PE exam.
Oh, it's my worst nightmare. I would have had my mum call ahead.
Yeah, but then you probably wouldn't be doing the PE GCSE if you weren't into it.
Yeah. You can't don't do that. It's an actual exam, isn't it?
I don't want to patronise the exam, but is it like a game of football or something outside? Like, what is going on?
Can someone let me know what a GCSE PE exam is? Because it sounds like, not a real exam.
Also, what I would like to know is, what is the role of invigilators in the exam? Are they the referee? Or like, you know how in a normal exam, you've got the adults that have to sort of walk in between the chairs, like Pac-Man or something like that. And also, we've said this before, the invigilators, they play little games, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
And we had one on, and they were really honest, and they play little... They do little challenges for each other, like little races around the sports hall and stuff like that.
Yeah, and they play which student is most likely to...
Yes.
And a list of options.
So if you are doing your exam, obviously concentrate on that, but if you do see them all gathering at one point...
They're talking about you.
And then they spread out and come and stand next to you, you're part of a game.
Yeah, you are. They're definitely talking about you.
Possibly.
Also, I'm not doing down anyone that's doing a GCSE PE exam today. I understand that you're probably really stressed. I just want to know what happens in it. Right, so you remember that is the dress blue or gold thing? From ages ago. And it's like, oh, it's a blue dress, it's a gold dress. There's a new one, and it is melting people's brains. So, all it is a recording, okay? Can you listen to this? You're either going to hear Yanni, or you're going to hear Laurel.
Fine.
How is that possible? I mean, we've put it on a loop. Okay, right, so. What do you hear here?
Laurel. Laurel.
Laurel.
Laurel.
Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel.
Right.
Laurel.
What's everyone hearing?
I'm hearing Laurel a lot.
Yanni.
What, you heard Yanni then?
Yeah.
What did you hear?
Yanni.
Did you?
That's 100% Yanni.
Yeah, but Mark.
First one, Yanni, then change to Laurel.
No, it didn't. No, it's just Laurel. Right, again.
Laurel. Laurel.
Where are you hearing Yanni with that? Where are you hearing
Did
that?
Anyone hear Yanni again then?
Yanni. Yeah.
That's so weird.
Also, if you hear one or the other, does it mean something about you?
I don't know.
I assume better people hear Laurel.
Right, one more. One more time.
Laurel.
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 Yanni.
Laurel.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, this is weird.
Scott Mills.
If you are doing GCSEs today, we are getting loads of messages in already. Here's Emma to tell us why a PE exam isn't just a game of football or tennis. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Scott. Good morning.
Did you do PE then, did you?
PE, A-level PE, and a sport and exercise science degree.
Oh, wow. Okay, so tell me, what is it then? Is it like a lot of theory?
Yeah, so lots of books, theory, it's human biology-based, relating to sports and exercise, and we have advertising and marketing. I submitted 4 different sports that I was good at, but that wasn't under exam.
Oh, wow.
It sounds
quite hard.
So it's not just a kick around, Scott, as we first thought. There does seem to be loads of theory involved.
Yeah, I've noticed one of the questions, which we just got from BBC GCSE Bite Size.
Yeah.
Identify the muscle that forms an antagonistic pair with the triceps.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
What's the answer? Do you know?
Well, the neck bone's connected to the leg bone. The leg bone's connected to the cheekbone, I think it is.
No, it's this.
The foot bone's connected to the leg bone. The leg bone's connected to the knee bone.
Lost revising with songs as well.
Yeah.
Thigh bone, doing the skeleton dance.
Oh, and that's it there then. That's the answer. So if you are doing your PE GCSE today,
I understand.
That's all you need.
I understand why you're stressed, but hopefully the skeleton song will help. Did you used to revise using songs to get them in your head?
Yeah, and I would use pop songs as well, like Chain to the Rhythm. I'd change the words to whatever the subject was.
Let us know if you've done the same. Here's Katy Perry.
Scott Mills. Are you
ready? It's showtime. Waking up, come on. The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
It's a certified bop.
One.
Police officers shouting, stop in the name of the law.
Well, they said it tasted like a prawn.
It's still good.
Would you worried or why?
I mean, could this be any more me?
One.
Go! Are you ready?
Good morning, Jake and Eastbourne. Good luck with your maths paper today. There's so many people doing exams. Also, Luke in Bristol, good luck. Chris in Northampton. Christina, who is doing her GCSE today, biology. There was a weird question. Did you see this was all over the internet yesterday?
Was this the carrots?
Yeah, the carrot question. So this was blowing people's minds, AQA biology higher exam. Did you have this question yesterday? Let me know. Question. I'm allowed to do the answer now because the exam's passed, right? Okay. Question. Why don't carrots increase in mass when they're boiled?
So you're making this sound like a joke.
Right.
Because it tasted like a
carrot. No, you don't expect a carrot question in a biology exam, do you?
No, that's true. That's true. Why didn't it
make sense? You'd
be looking
carrots
at me going like, what the...
Answer, heat destroys the carrot cell membrane, so it's unable to absorb water through osmosis, meaning its mass stays the same.
This reminds me, do you remember when you sent me to a stand-up comedy night and my whole routine had to be GCSE geography?
Yes!
I've forgotten about that.
That was great.
Scott Mills.
Loads of people doing GCSEs at the moment. This might be able to help you, actually. Do you remember when Hannah Montana, back in the day, Miley Cyrus, did you know they were the same person?
I was never really across Hannah Montana, though. Like, no. I never really...
It was Miley Cyrus playing a character.
Yeah, but this was when she was much younger, right?
Yeah. Anyway, she changed up her song, Nobody's Perfect, and made it into the Bone Dance. Actually quite helpful if you're doing your exams.
My body's many parts, and this is where it starts. But Langes, I have 10, and metatarsals then. I got some tarsals too. I'll put them in my shoe.
She's telling the truth.
The fibula is next, according to my text. Then comes the tibia. That ain't no fibia. And now I'm up to my knee. Yeah. That's the patella to me. We're doing the bone dance. You study the answers again and again till I get it right. We're doing the bone dance. You dance and you learn it. And we won't mess up this test. We'll get it perfect.
No, I didn't understand any of that.
I love that that's Miley Cyrus, though. From that to Wrecking Ball.
Right. And then there was that time on Graham Norton when Daniel Radcliffe wrapped the periodic table. Also could be useful today.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and uranium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, rutetium, vanadium, and anthium, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and golden, protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gallium, niobium, iridium, and silicon.
That's incredible. And then we had English teacher Mr. Bruff, who did Max Not Hot. All the quotations you need from Macbeth to the tune of Big Shaq.
Yo, Big Macbeth, the one and only Max Not Hot, never hot. Skidda-ka-ka, boom, look like the innocent flower, maybe the serpent under it. Had it not resembled my father as he slept, I had done it. But innocent of the knowledge, dearest Chuck, till thou applaud the deed. Is this a dagger which I see before me? Old type Banquo, my brother, he's got a pompy. Old type my man, Duncan, he's got a frisbee. A stab, stab, stab with the dagger. Getting those titles. Killing that king, man. Old type my wife, lady. Spirits that tend on mortal thoughts, unsex me here. Oh, full of scorpions, is my mind dear. I cry of women within so far unfair a day. I have not seen of this dead butcher and his fiend like queen. I tell her Max not hot. I tell her Max not hot.
It's quite
the
useful.
Girl told me take off your jacket. I said, babes, Max not hot. Never hot. I tell her.
Why don't you stop saying this in your exam?
Well, anything that helps, you know. Thanks, yeah, right. Mr. Bruff.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Morning, it's 7:23. It's time for bangers. I pick an absolute anthem. So does Chris. You come on and choose what is next on Radio 1. Our next caller is a DJ, a children's entertainer, and is well into water sports. Good morning, DJ Knickknack.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your actual name? Because I've just given you a DJ name there.
Oh, perfect. It's Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. So where do you DJ?
Pretty much all over Hampshire, Berkshire, Surrey.
Isle of Wight.
Down south.
Hampshire and Berkshire.
Well, yeah, the south sort of ends.
The south sort of end. You'll go where the work is, though, right, Nick?
Well, that's it, isn't it?
What is it, like weddings or is it like private parties? What is it?
Private parties mostly. Got weddings coming up and, yeah, as I say, whatever the event is, I'm there.
Sweet, you're not doing the royal wedding, are you?
Well, you might want to keep an eye out for me, to be honest.
That's in Berkshire.
Someone must be preparing for a wedding set right now. There's a DJ out there. It's not you, is it, Scott?
No.
Well, Grimmy, where's Grimmy, eh?
Exactly.
Hey, that's a point.
You never know. Someone's got to do the DJing. Where do you do children's entertaining? You've got so much going on.
So at the weekends I do the children's entertainment and parties, and again that's all over. It varies.
Okay, I bet you have to sing Frozen a lot.
Frozen, it's mostly hated by children now, to be honest.
It's so last year.
Have they turned on it? Have they?
A little bit, yeah. It's a lot of Man's Not Hot.
Well, so they hate
Big Shaq at a child's party.
I know, can you believe it?
Well, but they were all about Frozen. Now they hate Let It Go. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh no, yeah, that's right.
Are you rating Mr. Tumble? What are you saying about him?
Don't get me started on him.
Competition. Whoa.
Steady, Knickknack.
Right, here we go, DJ Knickknack. Here's what I've got for you today. Klaxons.
Okay. Tune.
Golden Scans. Okay, I'm hearing a bit of
not
meh.
Bad.
Okay.
Okay, fine. My banger's choice today would be awesome at a child's party. It's... It would go
oh,
off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jay-Z and Kanye, Paris.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling a bit of Jay-Z, yeah.
Yeah, you're
yeah.
not feeling my
I mean,
one, are you?
I don't know. I mean, it's upbeat. It gets us awake for the Sats in the morning, but... No, I think I've definitely got to go for Jay-Z. Jay-Z, yeah.
Oh,
good choice.
Nice.
I wanted my one.
We're going to skate to one song only.
I'm Riyad.
And I'm Alex.
We've got a brand new podcast and it is called Unexpected Fluids.
It's about embarrassing stories of sex gone sideways.
My name is Chidera and I'm also a squirter.
Hey!
Yes, sex going every way.
I did actually once get electrocuted. My foof has never been the same since.
It's quite literally the warts and all of what really happens between the sheets, in the shower, maybe in the shed, whatever you're into.
We're not here to judge.
It's moist, it's messy, and you're definitely going to need a wet wipe.
But be warned, it's not for the faint-hearted.
Oh! It's available now from the BBC iPlayer radio app.
And from wherever you found this podcast. Don't let me get in my zone. The stars is in the building. They hands to the ceiling. I know I'm about to kill it. How you know I got that feeling? You are now watching the throne. Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. I'm definitely in my zone.
Okay, that makes it 2-1. That is Jay-Z and Paris on BBC Radio 1 with Kanye West.
That reminds me of Big Weekend. Do you remember when it was in Hackney? Oh. And they did that song for about 15 minutes because they'd do it the first time, then they'd go, again! And then it would go again and again. It was so good.
Scott Mills.
So, Steve Holden, tell me about Charlie Sloth, our very own.
Yeah, very quickly. He added Drake on Instagram, asking him to do a fire in the booth, saying that it would break the internet if he did one before he released his new album. Drake only went and liked it, didn't he?
What?
That's good.
Charlie Sloth has so much power with artists, you know.
Completely, and I hope that it was actually Drake scrolling through his Instagram feed, checking his notifications, rather than his team, you know, because they have, like, people that do their likes for them, don't they?
Yeah. So. But you really hope that it is actually Drake liking there?
Fingers
crossed.
Well,
I think the key is see what else he's liking. Do you know what I mean? To give you a kind of idea of whether he means it or not.
Whether he's just liking everything in his feed.
Yeah, because people do that. You do that. I see you pop up on a lot of people's, obviously liked by Scott Mills.
Thank you. Charlie Sloth, if you've not heard his show before, 9pm tonight. It's a real insight into his head. It's called The Eighth. Tonight, 9pm on BBC Radio 1.
They're doing a new Oliver, by the way. Have you heard about this? It's behind the people who did the remake of Les Mis a couple of years ago. Because Oliver's that musical from years ago where they sing Food, Glorious Food, all that kind of stuff. They want Eddie Redmayne for it, and they want Adele to play Nancy, who's like one of the main characters. But now they don't just want to give her the role because she's Adele, they want her to actually audition against other actresses. And this is like the most famous song that she sings in Oliver.
Oh, Papa, oh, Papa, that's how it goes.
That one, oh, Papa, oh, Papa, everyone knows.
And that's not going to happen.
It actually will.
You want me to audition?
What's going on? Are you saying Adele might be singing Papa?
They want Adele to audition. Not going to happen.
Is Oliver never before the Boy Wanted More or something?
That one.
Porridge.
Porridge. Food, Glorious
was
Food.
Was it Gruel?
Yeah.
That's it. It's the same one.
But she's already got an Oscar, a Grammy, a Brit Award. Just give her the role. Don't make her audition for it.
I'm all that, thanks, darling.
I put my money on it. It will happen.
Do you reckon?
I think it will.
What?
Totally. Well, she wants something else to do, doesn't she? You know, a new challenge. So, Adele as Nancy.
Sure.
About a month ago, there was this clip of an 88-year-old granny called Nami in Florida who was given Justin Timberlake tickets for her birthday. She was his biggest fan. She'd been saving to go, so her grandchildren gave her this ticket. Yesterday, she got to meet him backstage at his gig in Florida. Here it is. It was filmed. Here it is happening. Listen closely to Nami being super cheeky.
I'm so excited to meet you.
I saw your story.
Do you think you're such a fan picture? If I kissed you on your cheek?
She won't mind.
Well, tell her.
All right, I won't. All right.
She asks if Jessica Biel would mind her kissing him, and he says no. And then she goes one step further and asks him for a kiss on the cheek in return. which he does.
He does it, right?
Yeah, he does, completely. I mean, he's a little bit bemused, I think. I don't think he's actually been told who he's meeting.
I like it. It's like, hello, yeah, okay, you want a picture? Okay, bye. It's really sweet, though.
Finally, the new Celebrity MasterChef lineup is out. Last year, Dev got to the final. Big shoes to fill. This year, our very own Clara Amfo is going to be taking part.
Yes, Clara.
How big is that?
That's amazing.
Yeah, so obviously there's 20 contestants. She is definitely by far the most famous. Others in it, Frankie from The Saturdays, AJ Pritchard from Strictly Come Dancing.
Love.
And this lady.
I've just had the best and worst moment of my life.
Are joking me.
Gemma Collins is doing Celebrity MasterChef, which, by all accounts, is the fourth show that she's done with celebrity in the title. Celebrity Big Brother, I'm a Celebrity, Celebs Go Dating, and now Celebrity MasterChef.
I'm going to say it now. I reckon Clara could win that.
I think so, too.
Although, have you tried her food?
I haven't, but...
But
it looks delicious. And Frankie Bridge, I know, is also a very good cook.
Okay, cook off.
It's between those two, I think.
Scott Mills.
Dua Lipa's holiday photos are my absolute favourite thing this week. And if you haven't looked on Instagram yet, please do. They're not like my holiday shots.
She's not a team player. It's very much about the picture that she looks amazing in.
Right.
That's nothing against her friends.
No, but all her mates are like wearing holiday clothes, got their hair like a scrunchie on. And she's like, and pose.
Yeah.
It's a full-on model shoot.
Also, who's taking the photos, Scott?
Right. Now, is that an unfortunate friend who's been roped in to take all the photos and not in any of them? Or, I'm calling it, I'm saying she's got a professional photographer on holiday.
Scott Mills.
And now, the world's most stressful competition.
BBC Music presents
The Biggest Weekend.
The tickets are gone. You cannot get these tickets anywhere. The only way to get them is to win them on Radio 1. Ridiculous lineup. Florence and the Machine, Taylor Swift, Shawn Mendes, Ed Sheeran, and so many more, like hundreds more artists, all happening in Swansea. Not this weekend, but next weekend. Good morning, Amy.
Hello.
Where do you live?
I live in Oxford.
Okay, and you are the biggest fan of Shawn Mendes, right?
Oh, I'm a huge fan. I absolutely love him. I can't believe I've got through for this competition. It'll just be amazing.
Okay, I hear that every time you're in a taxi, you get the taxi driver to put Shawn Mendes on.
Yeah, so when his new song came out and I was very drunk, I made him play it the entire way home and he did not like me.
Okay. You probably hate me because I actually sat next to Shawn Mendes about 3 weeks ago where he just scrolled through his new songs on his phone and played them to me.
Stop it. Maybe he might do that with me when I meet him.
Yeah, he might do. He'll be like, hey, you want to hear some tracks from the album? He might.
Also, hey, you've got some on your phone.
Yeah.
He's genuinely a nice guy, isn't he?
Like, so nice.
Yeah. Like, really nice.
He looks like he is.
Because some pop stars appear to be nice, but they're not. I don't want to go into detail. But Shawn, he's one of the good guys, you know?
Yeah, definitely. That's why I like him.
Okay, right. So you could be in Swansea both days, Saturday and Sunday. Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to play you a very short clip, okay?
Okay.
You need to tell me the name of the artist. You'll have 5 seconds to give me an answer.
Yes.
If you get it wrong or you time out, then you will lose the weekend tickets. If you give me the right answer, Amy...
Yeah.
You can risk it all and play for the opportunity to meet Shawn Mendes, which means you'll be going to both Saturday and Sunday, and you will meet Shawn.
Yeah, okay.
When you know someone is a massive fan, like, I'm willing you on so much here, I really am.
I know, I'm hoping my nerves just don't get the best of us. I'm too excited, I need to calm down.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready for the first clip?
Yes, go for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Like you're perfect.
Katy Perry. No, it's Taylor Swift! No, it's Taylor Swift! Taylor Swift! Taylor Swift! Taylor Swift, please don't take my first answer.
I'm afraid I'll have to take your first answer.
Oh, no.
Those are the rules.
No.
I'm so sorry.
No. Oh, man, I got too excited, didn't I?
Oh, no, this is the worst.
Oh, can I go anyway?
Oh,
oh man,
oh, I don't know what to do.
Oh,
I'm so sorry,
Scott,
Amy.
I'm stressing here.
Sorry.
No, I answered too quickly. I should have thought about it.
Oh,
I might go and have a cry.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Right, don't try and make this a Yanni or Laurel situation. Some people are going, I heard Taylor Swift first. You didn't, it was Katy Perry. This competition is brutal. And now some people are saying that I have no soul. That's just the way it goes.
It's what we were told we have to do.
Oh, that's terrible.
It is brutal.
The most brutal competition on British radio, no doubt. I mean, it's Shawn Mendes I feel sorry for. I'm joking, obviously. But he will be sat there backstage now, like meeting no one.
He'll be on his ones, won't he? Just sat there.
Right. Where's all the competition winners? Oh, there aren't any. Gutted. Sorry, Amy. Tomorrow, from 7:30, I'll let you try and guess who it is you can meet, right? I've got some clues.
Oh, great.
The man that once bought every single member of staff at Radio 1 a large dairy milk, Cos Rich.
Okay.
A man that never walks around with any less than 2 litres of water on his person.
I didn't know that. One more?
A man that I have seen in the absence of gym equipment to lift logs. Uses logs as a workout if he's in the forest. Doesn't need a gym.
Why would you have been in the forest with him?
I have. He was born to do it.
Oh, Katy Perry. Katy Perry. No, Craig David.
That's right. The man behind Magic, M-A-G-I-C, Craig David. You can meet him. Well, you can't meet him tomorrow, but I'll tell you how to meet him tomorrow morning at 7:30. Oh, let's not play it again.
No, Taylor Swift! No, Taylor Swift.
Oh, Amy!
Scott Mills.
Joe in Wakefield says, this might sound ridiculous, but I actually do think I could realistically date Selena Gomez. I know she's got the most Insta followers of everyone in the world, but I reckon she's cool, laid back and fun. And I'm not a bad-looking guy. If you honestly think that's what I'm asking you to be honest. And if you think that Joe in Wakefield, you could realistically date Selena Gomez, then fair play to you, mate. Like Sophie definitely thinks that she could go on a date with Tom Holland.
Right.
Great.
But this is all hypothetical.
Yeah. But like, who realistically do you actually think you might be able to go on a date with?
Scott Mills.
Okay, we're all going to have to tread very carefully here, but I want to know this morning, who do you think realistically you could go on a date with who is a famous? Now, some people are saying, oh, I could go with Selena Gomez. She seems nice. Yes, she does. But realistically, not going to happen, is it? Yeah, come on, be honest.
People are on saying, oh, I've always really fancied Ryan Gosling. It's like, well,
yeah, but that's
in your dreams. Like, we're talking about something very different here. You have to be so honest with yourself.
So honest.
And also, would that person date you if they were single?
Right, that's what it is, okay? It's a bit like people that email into Radio 1 asking if Ed Sheeran will play at their wedding. It's not going to happen, ever. I'm sorry to break it to you, but it's just not going
to
happen.
To break that.
It is sad to break the news, but Ed Sheeran is not going to turn up because you've got a hall booked in Shropshire.
We get so many emails about that. Do you mind just asking Ed Sheeran if he'll come to my wedding?
But he won't. He won't. He's really busy.
And you're
not
passing on those emails.
What?
You're definitely not passing on those emails to him either, are you? So even it's fallen as the first hurdle.
There's no point. Sorry, I'm sorry, everyone, but that's the way it is. Anyway, so also, this person needs to, they would need to go on a date with you as well, okay? Yeah, so, like, would they go on a date with you is what I'm saying.
This is all hypothetical, people.
Yeah, and this is not like, oh, in my dreams it would be Tom Holland. Yeah, but that's in your dreams. I'm talking about realistically. Okay, can I say yours? Who I think? Or do you want to say yours? Or shall I do yours?
Well, I don't mind. For you, I was thinking. I'll start with you then. Actually, yeah, do you want to do it that way round?
It's up to you. I don't mind, babe.
On your level, that I
think horrendous.
At his face. And I've always thought you'd make a lovely couple.
Go on.
Right, so I'm going to say one male and then one female. As
okay.
Because well, I always thought lovely couple. You and Dr. Ranj. Now, some people might not be familiar with the work of Dr. Ranj, but he's a prominent CBeebies presenter off the Pooh Song. And I will try and get a bit of that for you to hear in a second. But I just thought, you know, he's a very good looking guy. There's a connection. That's what it's about, actually, thinking about this. It's about who do you think you would have a sort of connection with to date.
He is a very good looking man, to be honest, and always like he looks sharp as
another
like,
one
never I, see him badly dressed.
I thought maybe Troye Sivan.
Okay. Yeah, that's I mean, could really say,
yeah, it would be a very different tact. Okay. Lady-wise,
what about if
I think I got it spot on. I could almost picture it. You'd have a lovely house.
Okay.
Doing very well for yourselves. Yep. I could imagine some children. Mm-hmm. Jenny Faulkner, who is the currently the early morning presenter on Heart FM, and and I think occasionally dips a toe into the national lottery.
Not for 4 years, babe.
But I can sort of...
We all got binned at the same time.
I can sort of...
The national lottery's not even on anymore. It's online.
I can
they stopped doing it on TV, no one watched it.
I don't know why, I could just sort of see it, and I could imagine the family pictures. Anyway, okay. What you got for me?
Jenny, once again, is a very good-looking lady. I'm happy with that. I've got for you... Swagger Dagger. Cher Lloyd.
Cher Lloyd.
Yeah. Not now, because
yeah.
She's huge in America, but back in the day, X Factor audition days, Cher Lloyd. What are you saying about that?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I can actually see why you've gone down that route.
Yeah. And I can tell you, I've actually met them myself because I... You know that thing where they you go back to their hometowns on X Factor? I did that for Cher Lloyd, and I've met all her family. There's hundreds of them, but they're all really nice.
And I would fit in.
You would definitely fit in. I met them all in a village hall in Worcester.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and...
A guy?
If things were different, obviously this man has a girlfriend, but and obviously you have a girlfriend, but yeah. I think if things were different, Professor Green for you.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Do you know what
you've
I mean?
Got that spot on.
I think I know your type.
Scott Mills.
Right, so we're talking about who do you think you could realistically, and you've got to be honest with yourself, and they've also got to go on a date with you, famous-wise, who could you date and they would want to date you? Can we do our own now?
Yeah, it's also very interesting seeing what people think would be our level as well. Someone's texting, oh, you haven't put your name, saying, Scott, I think you've been a bit generous to Chris there.
Okay.
With Cher Lloyd. I see him more as a Beatrice Windsor. And I'm looking... I just had to Google Princess Beatrice of York.
Yes.
To check
well,
which
royalty,
one that was. And that's royalty.
That's royalty, actually.
Which is...
Okay.
Obviously a very high level.
Okay, who do you think for yourself? Who do you think? Come on,
this
be honest.
This discussion is unbelievable.
Be honest.
Okay, so I would say, male-wise, on my level for me... I think an Ollie Mears would be achievable.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, because I think we'd have a lot of mutual interests.
Yeah, but would he date you?
And
that's
would
the thing.
Would he date me?
Yeah,
again,
I think
we're
he
talking
would.
About very different circumstances. I'd like to think that he would.
Okay, and a girl? Or should
I
we not go
say,
there?
Well, it's a tricky one, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you're being really honest about a sort of similar level... I would say maybe someone like Lacey Turner, Stacey Slater.
EastEnders, right. Yeah, actually, yeah. And you think she'd be fine with that, right?
Well, I guess it would have to be her situation be very different as well. And obviously, I've got a girlfriend. And
oh, yeah,
I think
sure.
So we're not talking... It's a hypothetical stuff
yeah.
about levels.
I'm going to go for my one. I'm going to say Neil from Clean Bandit. Not in Clean Bandit anymore. And that's why you don't hear any
Neil
violins
from
anymore.
Clean Bandit. Bear yeah. with us a sec.
Or don't shatter it and say, oh, no way. Brace. No?
Yeah, that's the level.
Right, okay. Yeah. That's
and he
fine.
Would date you,
oh, do you,
you
I,
think?
I don't know. And if it was a girl, I think Una from The Saturdays.
Yes, okay.
Good morning. Serena, is that right?
Hi, good morning, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hiya.
Who's yours then?
Oh, it'd be Greg James.
Greg James.
Oh, everyone says Greg.
Yeah.
James. He gets a lot of love, doesn't he?
You he think deserves
it. You think that's a potential, do you?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like we've got like so much in common.
But and he'd date you back, yep.
Pardon?
He would date you back, definitely.
Well, I'd like to think so. I'm really into guys with like a posh boy accent. Hopefully he's into girls with a strong Yorkshire accent. So that would work.
Yeah, it works. Okay, that's what you think.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But I've got a rule that I can't date a guy who doesn't like football, and he likes it, so I feel... And I like cricket as well.
Okay.
I like most sports, so...
And I hear that you think you're a 7 out of 10. That's what someone just told me.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, fair play to you. Go, girl.
My friends who are listening will probably like to say otherwise, but okay. I like to think so.
I mean, there's so many of these coming in. Good morning to Nathan in King's Lynn, who thinks he could, and she would date him back, date Sheridan Smith.
Right.
Yeah, but then that's confusing because actress. Like, is it Sheridan Smith, like James Corden's sister and Gavin Stacey?
Rudy.
Or has she come as Scylla?
Right.
It's confusing.
Scott Mills.
I mean, we have to continue this tomorrow, I think, because the response to this has been absolutely huge. We're asking, realistically, what celebrity would you date? And they would date you back. It's not like in my dreams. It's just being honest. And Phil from Lancashire says, I definitely think I could date Kaylee from Peter Kay's Car Share.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's just that connection.
Right. And he thinks that she would say, yes, I would like to go on a date with
Ollie
you.
Only years and years, I did consider, perhaps on my level. Maybe.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
I knew I had audio evidence that means that if things were different, you and Ollie, years and years, could be an item anyway.
Yeah.
I was on the phone to him last week on Greg James' show, and he said this. Oh, by the way, the reason that She-Wolf by Shakira... the reason that She-Wolf by Shakira is playing is because I said that you genuinely think it's one of the greatest songs of our time.
Yeah, it's one of the best written pop songs of all time.
And they were trying to do like a queer eye on people's music taste and just kind of like freshen it up a bit.
Sorry, Chris needs no help. Chris is like already my boyfriend, so...
That's not true. Yeah, it's love. Well, no, it's not true, actually.
Hypothetically. Yeah. Hypothetically, though.
In a dream world.
Scott Mills.
This is the time of the week, because we've reached the midway point where we play the Gypsy Kings' Bumbleo, which we normally do in the afternoon. Can't even remember how it started, to be honest. But everyone seems to enjoy it. Everyone texts in and says that, yeah, we're halfway through the week. Even though it's earlier now, we normally do it in the afternoon, just after two.
It's earlier, but it's all good. It's like a celebration. It's the downhill to the weekend sort of situation.
Celebrate, you're halfway there.
Laurel.
I'm just hearing Laurel.
Laurel.
What are you hearing now?
Well, I'm hearing Laurel, Laurel. But other people hear...
Yanni.
Yanni. Stop saying Yanni.
And who can forget Robot Clara Ampho?
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
Go on, Jess Glynn. I'll be there, yeah, yeah. I'll be there for you. I don't know what I do. All I do is set fire. Stomach hurts. Ow. Oh, here's the trailer from the Harry and Meghan fake film.
Hi there.
Hey. So, what is it you do?
I'm kind of the Prince of England. There goes my
heart. I've been on a lot of blind dates. Pretty much all of them bad.
Well, let's see if we can break that streak. And I'd climb every
mountain. Oh,
I want to take you someplace special. And swim every
ocean. What's he like?
That's the thing, he's amazing. You are the
reason. I'm going to watch it again later.
I've not seen it in full.
I'm going to watch it again. It's Prince William, not the real one.
He Botswana'd her.
Is that what you call it?
It's his move, but it's the first time he's ever taken a girl there so quickly. Apparently, she's an actress.
Just need to point out he wasn't.
It's not the real one.
Also, needs to point out Prince William. Prince William wasn't weeing. That was some wine being poured. And playground insults, Ryan Reynolds.
You're so old, you make dust look like a baby.
I'm trying to process that right now.
Chris in Rome yesterday, right next to the Pope's balcony. How far are you away from the Pope's actual balcony that we see on TV? Like, if you opened the window now and shouted, Pope! Would he hear you?
I can try it. Carlo, please don't... Pope! No,
nothing.
There was no reply.
And finally, who can forget the O'Donovans from the Olympics?
Yeah. We go home now and get ourselves into a nice bet anyway. Cool ourselves down a bit after that. And
get a bit of steak.
A bit of steak. The food is fantastic there. Like, you can have steak for breakfast, lunch and dinner with spuds if you like that.
Steak.
Here we go.
Botswana girl.
Come on then, where are you? 81199. Oh yeah, all the tractor boys are on, like Ryan. Lloyd bumbling on the Isle of Wight. Bear in Cornwall, bumbling away in his pop-up deli van. Sam and Steve bumbling in Bath. Harriet bumbling on the way to a team meeting in Brighton. Go! Joe says, I'm in the crane, which you can see out of your window at Radio 1. Hi.
In the crane?
He's in the crane. Yeah. Is he watching us? Jamie and Sandwich, bumbling on his way to the office, normally listens on the podcast today, live bumbleo. Gareth in Cambridge. Thought he was really late for work. No, it's only 9:20 a.m. Don't be confused.
Hello to Liam the postie, bumbleing his man bun off right now.
Laura and her daughter just have a little dance in the kitchen in Lowestoft. Time already.
Oh, I tell you what. Smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
Go on, then.
Dan, the decorator in Essex.
Beth in Cambridge, stuck in traffic. She's not driving. I just heard Laurel and Yanni. I'm so confused. There's Ben in Nottingham. Josh from Ruston on his way to Telford. Marcy the taxi driver having a little bumbleo to himself in Wigan.
Nice.
I like a solo.
Loads of people on. David in Aberdeenshire.
And Aled in Pembrokeshire in his tractor. Harmonising.
Mills.
Okay, this is the last thing I'm going to say about it, but I'm obsessed with this Laurel Yanni thing. Some people are hearing Laurel when we play the clip, some people are hearing Yanni. It's all over the internet, everyone's talking about it.
And then you sped it up and it says Laurel if you speed it up.
And I know
I don't care.
I know you don't care. And I know they're probably doing it on heart and everything, but it's a massive thing.
You sped it up, so what I thought I'd do for you...
Well, here's it sped up. You hear something different when it's sped up.
Laurel. Laurel.
What are you hearing now?
Laurel.
I'm still hearing Laurel.
Laurel.
Laurel, yeah?
Laurel.
Laurel sped up.
Whatever.
What have you?
So what I thought I'd do for you is slow it down.
Okay.
And it sounds even more different when you slow it down.
Moron. Moron.
What are you hearing?
Moron.
Moron. Let us know.
Moron. Moron. Moron.
And when did you record that? Okay, that's the end of it.
Damn.
Kendrick.
All of us. Moron.
Scott Mills.
Morning, Shane.
Hi, Scott and Chris. How's it going?
All right. What are you doing?
Well, I've just been working with the lads at the minute.
Okay, I don't want to talk about it again, but like you've just texted in. What are you hearing?
Well, when you guys slowed it down, we heard the word moron.
You heard moron?
Yeah.
Let me play it again.
Moron. Moron.
What are you hearing now?
Moron.
See, I'm getting Yanny.
I'm getting Yanny now.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow morning from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1. Or if you can't listen live, get this podcast. Hit subscribe. Scott Mills.